This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
جنگ تحمیلی که دفاع مقدس بود در واقع این یه چیز کوچکی نه.
The sacred defense of Iran was not something small or unimportant.
این لیاقت رو نداریم ما. و انقلاب این مسئله.
However, this is the responsibility that the Islamic revolution of Iran puts upon my shoulders.
My sisters, strive in raising your children and observe your hijab. Live like Zahra, peace be upon her, and urge your husbands to God's way.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Mustafa Raddanipour. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Raddanipour was armed with the weapon of piety and made great efforts in inviting others to piety and lofty Islamic virtues. Shahid Raddanipour would always tell those who held important responsibilities at the front to be careful that they observe Islamic ethics. Shahid Raddanipour was extremely fond of Imam Mahdi and would always invoke him in his supplications and prayers. He would advise everyone not to forget Imam Mahdi and to always rely on Imam Khomeini and the clergy. One of the marked characteristics of this great martyr was the special attention he paid to supplicating Allah, and he would always offer the recommended prayers. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the role models for today's world.
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای رو به آیندهمون.
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations, so that they might understand what happened to them. The sacred defense of Iran was not something small or unimportant. After so many years, we still cannot explain different dimensions of this war to our audience. That war was in fact an international war against Islam, against Islamic authority, and the late Imam Khomeini.
قله اون به اصطلاح سر نیزه رو اون بدبخت بیعقل
Saddam was only a puppet in the hands of the superpowers of that time that helped him militarily, financially, and strategically. Those hegemonic powers did their best to support Saddam and to strengthen him against Iran when needed. This is how we confronted the enemy in the battlefields. But who were those who could save our country during such international war? There were young, faithful commanders and soldiers who could stand against the enemy and become victorious. Therefore, the behaviors and lifestyles of our young martyrs must be presented to today's generation and audience.
رفتارها رفتارشناسی این جوانها برای مخاطبین امروز روشن بشه.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Ratanipur never sought worldly gains and endured great difficulties in order to revive Islam and help the oppressed. Shahid Ratanipur always advised his family to pay attention to children's upbringing and had laid emphasis on the correct way of bringing up his children. He would tell his family, "Always bring up our children like Ali and Fatima, so that they may prosper in this world and the next." Shahid Ratanipur always considered his own actions as trivial and emphasized that he wanted to go at the front for the sake of Allah only.
And now, this is the voice of Shahid Ratanipur.
Now, we commanders know that we do not deserve such a rank, but this position has been given to us. So we ask Allah to give us the power and potential in accomplishing our duties in the battlefields. I myself do not deserve such a rank because I know myself and I know how much sinful I am. However, this is the responsibility that the Islamic revolution of Iran puts upon my shoulders, and we have to do it in the best form possible. How can I accept to be the commander of the soldiers of the army of Islam? Only Allah Himself can help me in accomplishing this mission.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Radhanipur had pinned his hopes on Allah and always prayed that his struggles would be compensation for his sins. After Shahid Radhanipur got married, the truthfulness and effort of this spiritual cleric and brave commander of Wal-Fajr operation reached its peak. He had the honor to become a martyr and meet his Lord. Another approval of one of the soldiers of Imam Mahdi was granted. Shahid Radhanipur was martyred in the Hajj Imran region, and his body remained on the ground, and no sign of it remained even after the region was excavated. He was a person who had been wounded several times at the fronts, and most of the time he was on the verge of martyrdom. In fact, he was like a living martyr who always struggled to achieve martyrdom. This honorable religious scholar and commander was martyred on August 6th, 1983. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
My sisters, strive in raising your children and observe your hijab. Live like Zahra, peace be upon her, and urge your husbands to God's way. Mother, may God bless my father and give you a good end. God willing, if you go to Karbala, don't forget me, and ask Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, to accept your sacrifice. When the news of my death reaches you, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from God, and to Him is our return.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Radhanipur. Please don't forget to log on to our website, parstoday.com, and click on the link, The Call of Islam, to listen to this program, as well as our other programs. You could also email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.